Why?
Because you're afraid of you always want to be a good girl.
Well, I know. Pauline, Pauline, Parson, Parson, 9/21/52. Today's 3/8/24. Face-to-face evaluation. Our patient is a, let's see, 52. You're right. Let me see. 2024 minus 1952. Our patient is a 72-year-old woman currently in hospice with Alzheimer's dementia. Patient is married. Her caregiver is her husband, who sees about her needs. Patient in the past month to 6 weeks has had decreased MAC of 1.5 centimeter, decreased weight of 3 pounds. She has history of protein calorie malnutrition. KPS score is 40%. She has a change in her memory. She has change in her mentation. She has decreased appetite. She's eating very little. She used to take Ensure supplements, but she's no longer doing that, period. The paragraph, she also suffers from orthostatic hypotension, most likely related to autonomic dysfunction related to her Alzheimer's dementia, period. New paragraph, she's dizzy, ADL dependent, now totally bowel and bladder incontinent, muscle wasting in the lower extremity, period. Patient takes Zoloft to help her with the mentation, also currently receiving Aricept and Namenda, period. She requires the Trazodone at night to help her with sleep, and Buspar and Neurontin during the day to help her with coping with anxiety and behavioral issues associated with her dementia, period. Patient keeps repeating the same thing over and over, has had episodes of being belligerent both to her husband and aides in the past, period. Patient's shown rather quick decline in her Alzheimer's dementia with above-mentioned symptoms and overall poor prognosis. That's on Pauline Parson. Thank you.